Hello everyone, welcome to today's pronunciation challenge. My name is Sam, and today we're going to be looking at a video that is safe to say it's a little bit closer to my heart, and that is because it is talking about Canada. As you may know, I'm from Canada, I'm from Toronto, and this video is talking about the city of Quebec, which is a city in Canada, and it's actually the capital of the province Quebec. So Quebec is a province, and then Quebec City is a city within Quebec. And this video is talking about that. So let's get into our challenge. French is the official language. Croissants are still on the menu. And statues of French heroes dot the squares. The heritage-listed city center even has its own mini version of the Notre Dame. So if you just listen to the video and then listen to my recording, you might be thinking, Sam, why does your pronunciation sound different from the video? And that is because the speaker in this video is French-Canadian, which means, of course, that she has a slight accent when she speaks English, so it sounds kind of like a French accent. But also the words that we say in English that have a French origin, she is saying with the correct pronunciation. So, for example, the word croissant is kind of how I think probably most Canadians would say croissant, and then most Americans would say croissant, and then most people that speak French, so either French Canadians or French people, would say croissant, kind of the proper French pronunciation. And same with the Notre Dame. Anyway, I'll talk about those a little bit at the end, but first let's get into the vocabulary. So first we have official and unofficial. Official and unofficial. So official, of course, just means guanfang, and unofficial is fei guanfang. And official, of course, can be used in many different contexts. So one example is talking about an official language. That's how it was used in the video, saying that French is the official language. In case you didn't know, Canada is actually an officially bilingual country. That means at the country level, both English and French are official languages. So all of our laws and all of our federal services are provided in both English and French. But on a provincial level, that means, you know, for the laws of a province, Canada doesn't have states, it has provinces. There's only one province that is bilingual officially, and that is New Brunswick. Anyway, in Quebec, only French is the official language. In fact, English is not an official language in the province of Quebec. So when she says that the official language is French, she's talking about in the city, and of course that city is part of that province. Official can be used in other ways as well. So for instance, when you graduate from university and you need your grades, they give them to you on a transcript. So you can get an official transcript or an unofficial transcript. So usually unofficial transcripts you can get quite easily. You just get them online, and they're quite quick because it's a digital file, and it's unofficial, right? So they can just directly give you your grades. Whereas for an official transcript, they usually have to print it and stamp it and put it in a sealed envelope. And that is often what you use when you apply for scholarships or jobs or anything like that where you need a more official version. And I should mention, in the video, she pronounces it as official. She pronounces the O as having the emphasis. But in fact, the emphasis should be on the fish. Official, not official. Official. And next we have the words statue and sculpture. Statue and sculpture. So I think in many cases these can be used in the same way. However, there is an important difference. So statue, I think, would be translated as 雕像, and sculpture would be translated as 雕刻品. And I think the main difference is that a statue is, for one, they're usually bigger, they're usually much larger, and they're almost always a person or an animal, and they tend to have some sort of cultural or historical significance. For example, You'll see statues of former presidents, or maybe of other politicians or people that were very significant to a place's history. Those are statues. However, sculptures can also be of people or of animals, of course. However, a sculpture tends to be more related to art. So, for example, if you go to an art gallery, you'll be seeing sculptures, not really statues, even if it's a person or an animal. Sculpture tends to be seen as a form of art, as opposed to, you know, painting, drawing, sculpture. These are all different art forms. And then we have square and plaza. Square and plaza. And if you're thinking, Sam, why are you teaching us the word square? We know what square means. This is not talking about the shape, a square. That is not, you know, a four-sided shape. That is not a fang kuai. Here I am talking about a guangchang, kind of like Times Square. So in the video, she says, statues of French heroes dot the squares. That just means that there are statues of these French heroes all over the squares. In this case, the word dot, she's saying it's sort of like they're scattered all over the squares. It means that, you know, just about any square you go to, you'll see these statues of French heroes. And the next word is plaza. Plaza. And why did I relate the word plaza to the word square? That is because in Chinese, they both translate to the word guangchang. So don't get these two confused. A square tends to be something like Times Square, or like, you know, any place that is sort of a large open area that also usually has some sort of significance. A large open area, often within a city center, and is often in the shape of a square, but it doesn't have to be a perfect square in order to be called a square. The word plaza is more like a place where you find stores. For example, if you go somewhere and maybe at one side of the road, you'll see a whole bunch of stores in like a little group, in like a cluster. Maybe there's 5, 6, maybe even 10 stores in a little group on the side of an intersection. You could call that a plaza. And both of those in Chinese would be translated as guangcheng. So make sure that you don't get those two mixed up in English. And next we have hero, heroine, and heroine. So for the first word, hero, that just means 英雄. So I'm sure everyone knows that already, like a superhero. Or like our hero courses at VoiceTube. So hero, just like in Chinese, means 英雄. So that could be like a superhero, like Superman, Spider-Man, any of those guys. Those are all heroes, superheroes. And the word heroine is the female version of that. So a female hero is a heroine. Just like, you know, an actor and an actress. That's a male actor and a female actress. You have a male hero and a female heroine. So heroine, this word, doesn't tend to be used as often as the word hero, but it still is used. So if you ever were to refer to a female hero, you can use the word heroine and people will understand. However, this third word, you're probably wondering, why is he talking about drugs all of a sudden? What does hai lo yin have to do with, you know, 英雄? And that's because the word heroine, the word I just explained, a female hero, actually has the exact same pronunciation as the word heroin, the drug. And the only difference is in the spelling, is that the word heroine, as in a female superhero or a female hero, has an E at the end of it, whereas the drug is just heroin with an N at the end of it. So when you're speaking, of course, there's no difference, but whenever you're writing these words, make sure you don't forget to add an E. Unless you're talking about the drug, then don't add an E, of course. And finally, we have two bonus words that I mentioned at the beginning, and those are Notre Dame and croissant. And so first I'll mention the Notre Dame. So the Notre Dame is actually a cathedral in Paris, and this is one of those words that actually is a French origin. So of course the Notre Dame, it means Our Lady. That's what the literal translation is from French. Notre is our, and then like 我们的, and then Dame is lady. So in English, we tend to say Notre Dame. But if you ever go to France, or if you're trying to impress people when talking about your knowledge of French landmarks, you can pronounce it saying the Notre Dame. That's the proper pronunciation. And I think saying the Notre Dame, there's nothing wrong with that. But please do not say the Notre Dame. You actually do hear some people pronounce it that way, the Notre Dame, which is very, very incorrect. So you don't have to go for the French pronunciation. So I would recommend the Notre Dame, Notre Dame. And next we have the croissant. And like I mentioned at the beginning, the croissant, I think because Canada has more French within its culture, that people tend to pronounce it in a more neutral way. In the US, people tend to pronounce it like croissant. They'll pronounce the T on the end, which to French speakers sounds very bad, sounds very harsh, because in French, many of the letters at the end of a word, you don't pronounce them. And this is a French word. So I personally would recommend pronouncing it as a croissant, so not pronouncing the T. And if you want to really sound super French, it is a croissant. A croissant. And then, yeah, so, but as I said, of course, speaking English, I would recommend croissant. But do not pronounce the T. Croissant, to me, just does not sound good. Anyway, that is all we have for today. I hope you'll enjoy it. And let me know down in the comments, have you been to Quebec? And if not, have you been anywhere else in Canada? I'm very curious. I'm going to read our challenge one more time, and then we'll wrap it up. French is the official language. Croissants are still on the menu, and statues of French heroes dot the squares. The heritage-listed city center even has its own mini version of the Notre Dame. So like I just said, with the croissants, as you noticed, I probably kind of slightly pronounced it. I think when it's plural, it's kind of impossible not to. So maybe say croissant and then croissants, croissants. Yeah, honestly, it's kind of difficult to pronounce French words in English. If you really want, you can just say croissant. And actually, in French, you don't pronounce the S or the T. It's one croissant, or, you know, two croissants. It's also the same pronunciation. Anyway, like I said, let me know if you've been to Quebec. And if you have not been to Quebec, have you been to Canada? And if you have not, why not? Visit my country, please. It's a very nice place. As usual, I'm looking forward to listening to your pronunciations and reading your comments. And thank you all for listening. And I'll see you guys on the next one. Bye.